This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
Joy 94.9, inside the Sound Museum, the music industry show with Stephanie and Leo tonight. Now, Steph, the other night on The Voice, Alfie Akui went all the way, won The Voice. Amazing performances on the show. And he's joining us on the line for the very first time on Joy. Welcome, Alfie Akui.
Hey guys, how you going?
Now, first of all, Alfie, congratulations. What a great night the other night
Thanks
was.
So much.
Have you had much sleep? Are you taking care of yourself?
Look, I didn't sleep much after the show because we had the wrap party pretty much straight after. And like they set up one of the stages as like this nightclub. It was sick. And they had like a DJ and there was unlimited alcohol and yeah, it was so much fun. But then I had to be up at 5 o'clock the next day, so I slept for about 2 hours.
How does it feel to be able to say, you know, to someone, hey, I won The Voice, you know?
Oh, it's weird. I haven't processed yet in my brain because I process things very slowly. Yeah, I can't believe it. Every time I hear that playback of Sonia saying my name, it shocks me.
Now, on the show, Alfie, you got to keep the card that Sonia had as well. This is quite a good memento to keep that.
You know what? It was great because my mum's got this trophy cabinet, and I was never I never won anything as a kid. So my sister's always won trophies. Now I've got something to go up in the cabinet. It's great.
Now, Alfie, it's such a cool journey on The Voice for you because you were the first contestant to audition for the season on the show. Yeah. You auditioned with Scars by James Bay. Why that track?
You know, it was actually quite relevant to, what was going on in my life at the time. Yeah, my uncle passed away about 5 days or 7 days before the blind audition. So it was weird. Well, when I got the song, because it was on my list. So what happens, you have a list of songs and, you know, if you're lucky, you get one that's on your list.
Yeah.
And that was one of my favourite songs. But I'd interpreted it in a different way before the blind audition. I used to think about, you know, breakups, but then it just so happened that my uncle passed away, and then the whole concept of the song just changed for me because the song became about, you know, losing someone and not seeing them again. And my family were all there in the audience, even my uncle's wife, kids, and yeah, it was just a good distraction for everyone. It was. And the whole show has been a great distraction for my family, actually.
And it's good that you kept, and you did it after an experience like that, you know, as well.
I sang at his funeral like 5 days before, and that was the hardest thing I've ever done in my life. So I thought, if I can do that, then, you know, The Voice will be easy. So I always reminded myself of that before every performance.
And then, obviously, you get all 4 judges turn around. So, obviously, did a lot to the judges, not just to the family.
Yeah, I think so. Like, I was so shocked. I remember when the first judge turned around, I just went into this trance because I just thought, oh, my God, it's happening, you know? Mm. Like, I never really imagined that anything would happen. Like, I auditioned for the show, but I never thought that far ahead. So, it was pretty cool.
Now, you met with Team Delta Goodrum. Now, we've actually met Delta a few times over the years, and every time people ask us, oh, you know, what's Delta really like? And she's just really, really nice. And how did you find
beautiful.
Working with her?
Oh, like a dream. Like, she's so easy to work with, you know, on the camera and off the camera. Like, she's so sweet, and she's so generous with her time and with her knowledge. Yeah, she's been awesome.
You got to sing one of your favourite songs on the Super Battle round, which is Daniel Mayweather's Red. What a great song that is.
Yeah. Oh, look, I love that song. That's the song that made me want to sing, you know, when I discovered that maybe 10 years ago now as a teenager. Like, it just, that's when I realised how powerful music can be.
Mm.
And, I've said for Delta to pick that song for me.
Yeah.
Like, it was just beautiful.
I mean, obviously, that was one of your favourite songs as well to sing. Yeah. What about behind the scenes? What were your experiences there? What did you find most challenging?
I think, like, I was pretty calm the whole way through the show. I think I had a bit of a meltdown on Saturday, the rehearsals, because it all started to sort of hit the home. Like, it was, I started to realise the intensity of the, like, not the intensity, but, like, the, because, like I said before, I don't process things probably. Yeah, and then quickly, when I started to process, you know, the experience and what I'm doing, I started to freak out because I'm like, oh my God, you know, my life's changing.
Yeah.
You know, it could change completely on Sunday. So that was challenging. But it, also the technical stuff. Like I've had training since my sister's wedding, but like most of the guys on the show have been singing their whole life. So many things are so new to me, and you know, I'm very green going into the show. So I think I've learned a lot.
Now, on Sunday, Alfie, you sang one of my favourite songs of this year so far, Catapult by Jack Savoretti.
Oh, wow.
I've
never heard of that song until
show. He was in Australia a few months ago. I actually interviewed him here at Joy, and he's such a nice guy. And not sure if you know this, but he actually sent you a tweet last night, which is really cool.
I saw that this morning, and it was amazing. I was hoping that he would, you know, find out that I was singing a song. And it sounds like he enjoyed it. He liked the performance too, which is awesome.
Yeah, well, I actually tweeted him myself. I said, oh my God, this guy's doing your song on The Voice. And I tweeted him a picture of us in the studio. And he's such a cool artist. And his album is fantastic. So you got to check out the album as well.
No, I will, definitely. That song is amazing. It's one of those songs that most people in the crew hadn't heard the song before. But then they hear me sing, they're like, what's this song? You know, like, and then they go and check it out. Like, it's one of those songs that you instantly fall in love with. It's a bit like Red, actually. I think Red's like that. And, you know, everywhere the song, not many people know of the song, but as soon as you hear it, you instantly connect with it.
Alfie Akui is on the line with us, the winner of The Voice. Let's play his winning single. This is Cruel. You're on Joy. Don't be so cruel. It's killing me the way that you do.
This is Alfie Akui, and you're listening to Australia's only LGBT radio station, Joy.
Alfie Akui, his new single, Cruel, his debut single. Now, that track, Alfie, tell us about that track, because who produced it, who wrote it for you?
The lady that wrote it, she wrote Demi Lovato's song, Skyscraper, and Once Want Me, Jason Derulo, and she's written One Direction songs, and 5 Seconds of Summer songs, and Calvin Harris songs. And when I was told that my winner single was written by that lady, I was pretty stoked, you know, because it's... And the song's so catchy, too. As soon as I heard it, I was like, pretty cool. You know, it's got a cool R&B vibe. It's funny because I used to, in high school, always to listen to R&B. And it's where a lot of my bad habits come from now. Like, you know, they'll just keep saying, hold your notes. And I'd always run off the notes like the R&B artists do.
And go off the beat. Yep, that's it.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know? No, that's great. Well, I think now that it's all done and dusted, obviously, and now this is it, this is the change of life, what is it that's going to be about you? Because it's your turn. What is it that is going to be about Alfie that's going to make his mark on the music world?
I'm a really honest person, and I think if, you know, when I get to write music, my music will be as well, because that's where it all started with me, really honest, beautiful, deep, song, you know, with lyrics like Red, you know, like I said, that's the song that made me want to sing. So and, you know, throughout the show, I've sung all these songs that represent different times in my life. So it's like I was telling the story of my life through music, and I want to write the same sort of songs so that people can follow my journey with music and hopefully connect as well. You know?
That's exactly what I was going to say. You know, how would you feel if one day somebody auditions for something like The Voice or whatever it is that they do, and they sing your song and it means something to them?
Yeah, look, that would be amazing. Yeah, then my job is done, I think.
The single Cruel is on iTunes right now. The album is coming out on Friday the 29th of July.
Yeah, that's crazy.
When are you going to be recording the album and what's going to be on it?
To be honest, I don't know. I'm meeting with Universal today to discuss everything. So that's when it's coming out.
Out in the open,
Well, Alfie, because we've been doing this for a long time, right? A bit of tips for you. If you can, if you've got one of your songs tucked away that you've written, try and get it on the album. That means more coin for you, mate.
Yeah, that's true. That's
Trust us, all right.
One yesterday, apparently.
But obviously, on the album, there's going to be Catapult. There's going to be All of Me, John Legend. Do you have a favourite song that you didn't perform on The Voice, but you want on your album?
Oh, I love, I don't know if you know Robin's song, Dancing on My Own. You heard that song?
Yes, we love it here on Joy.
Mm, yep.
Oh, it's one of my favourite songs. I'd love to sing that song. But I probably need to put some more up. A lot of the songs I love singing are very depressing. I might need to put some happier vibes in there too. But yeah, I love that song so much.
Now, finally, Alfie, we have to say that I was on Facebook last night and a few of my friends were saying, oh, Alfie's going to win. And when I told them that we're going to be interviewing you this morning, they're all like, oh, well, I love Alfie and, you know, slipping my number and stuff. But I know that you're single at the moment. But I have a feeling that's not going to be for too long.
Oh, you reckon?
Yes.
Yes.
I am single. But, it's so strange because when it's dry when it rains, it pours. There's like too many options.
That's right.
So let's break it down after you a bit. So what do you look for in your perfect man, mate?
I'm a real eyes man. I have eyes, beautiful eyes, nice lips, nice smile. but I know I've got to be able to, I like people that can talk and hold a conversation as well.
Yeah, yeah, me too.
I look for. And they've got to be family, a family man too.
Yes.
Right? They've got a really big, beautiful family and they've got to be able to, you know, blend into my family.
Yeah, because you came out only 3 years ago to your family and you were a bit sort of scared that, you know, they might not accept you, but they did.
Yeah. Oh, my family was amazing. It's funny, I prepared for a long time to be alone because I never, ever saw anyone but except me being gay, which is weird because, you know, now nobody cares really, but at the time, that's just what I thought, you know, and friends and my family. I've not had one person, you know, not accept me. Even my grandparents, I've got, you know, 70, 80-year-old grandparents and 95-year-old great-grandmother, all Catholic Italians.
Yeah, yeah.
And they've all been amazing. You know, they took them a while to accept at the beginning, but they're amazing now. They realise it's like I've educated them a little bit on it.
Yeah,
know?
That's right.
They've opened up their...
Open up their mind a little bit. Yeah, exactly. Because sometimes it's because they just don't understand. Like, I think once you educate them a bit, they tend to be on your side. Yeah.
Yeah. It's funny, when my dad's father found out that I was gay, like he's like a real fix-it kind of man. He wanted to fix it. He's like, oh, I'll take you to the doctors and we'll fix it. And I'm like, no, if the doctor can fix it, then I'll come with you. But I don't think it's something that can't be fixed. And he goes, yeah, he's just funny. But now he understands, you know.
Once again, congratulations winning on The Voice this year.
Yep.
We love the track Crawl here on Joy. And when you're in Melbourne, you must come in and see us, all right?
Definitely. Oh, yes, you have to.
Not sure if you know Melbourne, but we're in the city on Bourke Street Mall, right opposite JB Hi-Fi. Okay. So come up here.
My great-grandmother lives in North Fitzroy. So
down the road.
Thanks so much, you guys.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.